This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On What's On Your Mind, another hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god, is off today. Kevin Flynn in his spot, manning the controls. And Manny, of course, is the man you're talking to when you call us at 800-228-0550. I have some of Rick Perry's comments, the Secretary of Energy, at UMary yesterday for a roundtable with energy leaders, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Senator Hoeven, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford hosting that. Governor Burgum had taken Secretary Perry on a tour earlier of the energy country with some other folks. So we're going to give you a little snippet of that. We have Al Jager going to join us, talk about some issues related to November's election with the Secretary of State candidate on the Republican side and the incumbent. And, of course, more of your calls on this question of how you'll vote on recreational marijuana on the November ballot. So stay tuned for all of that. Matt in Fargo is on the line, and Kent in Fargo, and Mike in Fargo, and Jan on the road as well. All folks weighing in with their votes. We have a few texts as well, so we'll get to you in just a bit. It's primary day in Minnesota today.
That's right.
They have their primary today, counting down to the November election, and one of the candidates on the ballot and the most closely watched race in that primary is our friend Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, who, of course, is looking to once again return to that spot and help move Minnesota forward. Governor Pawlenty, nice to have you back. How are you?
Always great to be with you and your listeners. I'm doing great, Scott.
So how's this journey playing out for you?
So far, so good. We're confident about the primary today. You don't want to take anything for granted, but we feel we're in a good position to win this, and we'll know the results obviously tonight. So we're looking forward to that, and then moving on to the general election against whoever the Democrats put up. But whoever it is, I think it's going to be a nice contrast between our common sense conservative vision for Minnesota going forward and what I'd call their socialist or lacking common sense vision for Minnesota going forward.
Do you ever go up to someone and they go, like, who are you? I mean, you have to be as well known as anybody in the political world in North Dakota these days, given your service over the years, and of course your run for president, and you know you've been out there as a public servant a long time. So is name ID the key in this race today, do you believe?
I don't think name ID really is the key, Scott, for this reason. The people who show up in the primary, even though it's a state of over 5 million people, only a few hundred thousand people show up, and they tend to be people who are quite, you know, informed, interested in policy, have a philosophical view of the candidates and the race and the direction for the state and for the country. So these are voters who vote for reasons well beyond name ID. It tends to be sort of the larger universe of what you call activist voters. So they're less interested in name ID and more interested in what you've got to say about issues and governing philosophy.
That makes sense. But I would imagine your argument to them is to say in November, you want someone that can win. And I've been there, done that. And that name ID helps that, right?
Yeah, it is helpful. Although electability, people are interested. Of course, you can't govern unless you can win. And so I've ran twice statewide and won twice. I think people are viewing that as a factor. I just don't think it's the only or the main factor. These are voters that are very dedicated, understandably. They show up, you know, they're committed philosophically. And I think we got a good message for them. And look, when I was governor last time, what we're talking about this time is lowering taxes, cracking down on illegal immigration, keeping a lid on government spending, market-based instead of government-based health care, work requirements and welfare so you can't just sit on welfare your whole life if you're able-bodied and able-minded. And more. And so I think people look at that and go, you know, that's a good conservative philosophy and good conservative record. And we're getting, I think, support for that as well.
We talked to your opponent, Jeff Johnson, earlier, and one of the stories he talks about is that the swamp isn't just in Washington, D.C., it's in Minnesota as well. And is it worse now, do you believe? I mean, would you have a tougher job than you did before in sort of wrestling the bureaucracy in Minnesota?
Well, Jeff, you know, I do like Jeff as a person, and, you know, he and I have been friends, and hopefully we'll be friends again. again in the future. But keep in mind, this is somebody who's in the state legislature for a long time. He was a national party official. He was a longtime county commissioner. He's been in politics and government his whole life. And while he talks about all this stuff, he hasn't actually done any of it. So those are nice speeches and comments. But if you're, you know, almost 60 years old and you haven't actually accomplished that stuff, I don't think it's very persuasive to voters in that regard. But yeah, you know, they're people are looking for change. And so you're looking for somebody who's got the strength, can win, and actually effectuate the change. And when you look at my record, you know, you have the Cato Institute giving it an A when I was governor. This is a record of change for Minnesota. Minnesota has been a blue place, as you know, more or less. And having a conservative with a common sense approach to government would bring big change, especially with a Republican legislature. We have both the Republican House and Senate right now, and that's unusual for our state, but it's a good thing.
Last question. You know, obviously, folks are looking at different special elections around the country and trying to assess what it's going to mean for November. A very tough thing to do because, in my mind, special elections are called special elections for a reason. But you're obviously out there campaigning as well and talking to folks and trying to motivate the, you know, the core Republican supporters to get out there. What is your sense of the enthusiasm level from them as what you see from folks on the left?
I think there's enthusiasm on the right. The challenge we have, I think, Scott, is more in the general election around the headwinds that the Republicans are facing at the moment. You know, there's a bit of a headwind on the nose of the Republican plane in states like Minnesota at the moment. That ebbs and flows. You know, normally the Democrats have a small advantage in Minnesota, call it, you know, 2 to 5 points. It's a little higher than that now, just generically, setting aside the names of any particular candidates. That doesn't mean it's insurmountable. We got to, you know, drive Republican turnout. But if all you do is get every Republican to turn out in Minnesota, you're going to lose because there are more Democrats than Republicans and more Democrats and independents than Republicans. So you got to motivate the Republican base and have a message that resonates with them. And then you got to go earn the support of people who are not yet Republicans. So it's a two-pronged exercise.
We probably better let you go so you can vote. Are you and Mary voting soon? Or?
We just finished voting. Mary and I just finished voting. She's in the car with me, and we stopped over to pick up some, we're at a gardening supply store. I'm in the parking lot of a gardening supply store, so she's picking up some gardening supplies.
Does she make you do the gardening, or does she have to do the gardening?
Well, we both do. We both do, but, we're thinking about what else we can do today. We're making some calls and the like, but we might go watch the Vikings scrimmage against Jacksonville. We'll see, but I gotta figure out what my duties are for the campaign before we go goof off.
Well, have fun. Our best to Judge Pelini. Good to chat with you today, and wish you the best of luck. Look forward to seeing the results tonight.
All right, pal. Thank you very much, and thanks to all your listeners for putting up with all these interviews between you and I over the years, and I hope they'll continue after tonight. I'm sure they will.
They got to eat it up. You know they do, for sure.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff. We're going to take this on the road. Thanks, Governor Tim Pawlenty, our guest on What's on Your Mind, Minnesota primary today. Kent Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
This is Kent.
This is Kent. I'm Scott. You're Kent, and you've got the floor.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Hey, I'm going to vote no in North Dakota the same way that I voted no in Colorado when we lived there. We live next to the poorest county in the state of Colorado. And even after several years, we learned from my personal friend that was a social worker in that county, there were no tax dollars that came down from the state. They had people lined up at the social services there in that county looking for handouts. A lot of them were young couples that were pregnant with a child. They didn't know how to care for the child. The child was born already addicted to a marijuana. And there were lots of issues, those social issues that were happening that the state really didn't pay attention to. And so what will happen, I think, is if it does get passed here, our demand on social service will increase. The demand on health care will increase. And granted, there are probably people that need that, but we really don't need the marijuana to emphasize that.
How long did you live in Colorado after this was in place?
It was about, let's see, we left Colorado about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So it was four or five years.
So you saw plenty of it. And, were there regrets among people who had one time supported it and then later saw what was happening and no longer supported it?
Well, I'd have to say most of the people that I knew did not support it. But I didn't hear any regrets at that point. But we heard about those specific circumstances in that particular county from our friend that worked in that social service department. And she was just said, you know, this is ridiculous because they promised all of this, the tax dollars that would flow through and help us out. There's nothing. There was just a higher demand for those services, but nothing to support it.
Interesting. Kent, appreciate the call. Thank you very much for listening. Love our listeners. Always bring something to the table. And when you call and share your thoughts and comments, don't hesitate because we appreciate it. You contribute a lot. 800-228-0550. More of your calls after a break on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Great to see that the Concerned Women for America are doing a bus tour, Women for Kavanaugh. Yeah, this is going to happen on Friday. And it'll be coming to North Dakota. So we're going to have them on the program. Looking forward to that. That's getting closer and closer to a reality as well. Brett Kavanaugh, the president's selection for Supreme Court nominee. What's on Your Mind and our entire team are all about safety and saving lives. That's why we do the Safety Training Spotlight. With the help of our friends at North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit in workforce safety and insurance. Now, the North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in driver safety training. They do a lot of programs for companies. They can do it, you know, if you're not a member of the North Dakota Safety Council and you're a company that cares about safety, find them, join them, be part of this. They do it in a lot of ways. Right now, I'm going to tell you about folks like me that have a young driver at home and getting that extra assurance, they'll be okay. Because this is a scary stat to hear if you're a parent with a new driver. Half of all teens will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school. So the Alive at 25 course is a good thing to do before they head back to school. Teaches them how to make safe, respectful, and legal driving decisions. It complements driver's education. That is more of a focus on the laws and the handling of the vehicle. This is really behavior, judgment, you know, giving the young drivers tools for making positive choices. You also get an insurance discount. I don't know about you, but, you know, you add young drivers and you go, ouch, right? I mean, so That's nice as well. Insurance discount, point reduction in North Dakota. So get your teen in the course before school. Now's the time. On some of these upcoming courses, up to $45 off the $55 registration fee. And you qualify for a vehicle insurance discount. State Farm has a grant where you save money as well. August 16th, Grand Forks. August 16th in Grand Forks is the next one you can sign up for. Details on the others at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. Click on that training icon. It's right at the very, very, very top. Right at the very, 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 very top. Can't find it. Okay, so Lucy is in Pisac, and you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lucy.
First of all, Scott, I want to thank you for the service you provide for this state, because you give us the whole rundown on everything, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to say that I am going to vote no on this marijuana thing. We have enough altered minds already without approving more mind-altering stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to get in trouble without making it legal. I hear you.
Right.
You pushed us into the majority no category right now. We just broke the tie, and we're into more votes for no on this than yes, which if you look at polls, a lot of polls supporting this, so that's why I'm...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't understand why people are supporting it, because it's just so crazy.
Scratching my head a little bit as well.
In fact, it's got me wondering if George Soros is involved in this, because he sticks his nose in everything. I wish... I can't understand why there's 300 million people in this country, and we can't outwit him on all this stuff, because he is just... He's trying to ruin our country, is what he's trying.
Well, we, with the help of the good Lord, have outwitted him on a few things. For instance, Donald Trump wouldn't be president if George Soros had anything to say about it, would he?
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Right. So yeah. there's a few examples where we've done okay there, Lucy. But I take your point. I mean, he has ulterior motives.
We really need to keep praying, because that's what this country needs more of, is prayer. So.
Even if you are not the most devout, religious person, I'm always wondering why more people wouldn't pray. Like, what do you have to lose, as Donald Trump would say, right? I mean,
yes,
it isn't like, okay, you pray and everything's fine, but it's a conversation that allows you to have a little bit of a peace as to where things are going and recognize they're happening for a reason. So. I mean, it's a good point, Lucy. It's nice to hear from you, and I appreciate your kind comments. Thank you so much. Mike in Fargo, your take, you're next.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call, and I want to thank you guys for your program and what you do to fight against the propaganda that everyone's being fed. But because we know in the past and history that it's worked before, propaganda, and that's with cannabis. and that made it extinct, and now we have a lack of education in what cannabis is and what it can do. So, I mean, my vote is a yes, and there's many reasons why, from family that's been healed by it, the facts I find about it. The government has a patent on CBDs. If people were using cannabis instead of opioids, I believe addiction would be down because it's non-addictive and these medical ways right now are non-psychoactive. But for recreational, I don't think there should be any distinguishing. I think the plant should just be federally legal and get rid of the hysteria and more education. There's a lot more for people to learn about it.
And you raise a point on the federal side that is one of the reasons I would be a no vote, and that is, you know, these are all cash businesses. And previous caller talked about, you know, George Soros and what other kind of, you know, fringe groups are involved in this. Look, nothing usually good comes out of a cash business. You know, there's just too much peril there. There's too many things that go wrong. But, Mike, I appreciate your commentary on it. I do. Thank you. Jan on the road, your vote is yes or no?
My vote is yes. And the reason is when the government, when marijuana really came out and the government, federal government became involved, the federal government had been doing research on it and they knew that it was working. And who put the kibosh on it? The pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies legislated or lobbied our legislature or our Congress. And they are the ones that stopped marijuana legalization at that point in time because they knew that they, if it went legal, they could not make a profit on it. So now what are they doing now? We have chemical companies, pharmaceutical companies, wanting to charge $32,500 for a medical marijuana pill that is legal. There is a big problem with this. Bayer and Monsanto want to take over all the legalization. They want to have patents on all the strains of marijuana. Our whole problem is the pharmaceutical company. You know, the other guy talked about the problems with the welfare and the social services in Colorado. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Our state handles all of our social services right now.
So all right, Jan, I have to leave it there as we're up against the break. Appreciate your passion on it. Got your vote down. Thank you.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Take control of your minerals. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Use Mineral Tracker. With a one-month free trial, you can cancel anytime. Mineral owners love it. They use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interest on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. It's the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and more. Find out all the details right now about Mineral Tracker, North Dakota made, at MineralTracker.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweets on the news of a man driving a car through security barriers at London's Parliament building this morning, injuring several people. The president writing, quote, another terrorist attack in London. These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. British authorities say the man's in his late 20s. He's been arrested but is not cooperating.
At this early stage of the investigation, no other suspects at the scene have been identified or reported to police. There is no intelligence at this time of further danger to Londoners or the rest of the UK connected to this incident.
It's now unclear whether former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's legal team will present its case today after all. Instead, there's a new defense motion requesting the court dismiss the case. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Beef. It's what's for dinner. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Whether it's at the Pitchfork Fondue or at a great restaurant or whether it's slapping one on the grill. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful. And if you are up for a whole freezer full of some great tasting grass-finished beef that does come with, well, it's high in omega-3 oils. So, grain-fed cattle, those are the oils in the meat are more like omega-6s, which comes from corn, basically in the grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is you feed livestock grass. And, you know, our nerves like those omega-3 oils to coat the nervous system. So that's what makes it great. And, there's all kinds of diseases out there that come from the nerves fraying and everything else. So it's a good way to go. The Dakota Lazy J Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, is ready to put some beef on your table. The actual beef slaughtered in a butcher shop you choose. Okay? How's that for fresh? Wrapped up, put in your freezer. They bring it to you. You just got to call them and say, hey, put my name on one of those. Bring it on up. And they'll coordinate getting enough at each location, Bismarck or Fargo or Minot, wherever folks can put together four or more. Simple as that. Do this. You won't regret it. 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472. Great supporters of the program, too. I mean, they call us and said, hey, love the show. We think we have a great product. We want to tell folks about it. You know, you're a great way to do that, so we definitely appreciate that. Al Jager is going to join us in just a moment, the Secretary of State. He'll be on the ballot this November, but it's a little bit tricky this go-around. He's going to explain that to us. I want to get yes-no votes from the folks that have been waiting to weigh in on the legalizing pot, the recreational marijuana that now has the signatures on the ballot. A lot of surveys out there suggest this is very popular. I'm trying to say, is it or isn't it? Ron, how will you vote?
Absolutely no, based on two facts. Number one, remember when our kids would come home from school and say, hey, look at Mom, Dad, can I do this, can I do that? Because all the kids are doing it. First thing that went up was a red flag saying, nah, it ain't doing it in my house. Right?
Yeah, in other words, you didn't buy the everybody does it defense. You were not buying that at all. What's the other reason?
1964 was my first experience coming out of high school, and friends of mine who know the business say that that was like drinking a little glass of wine. Now they say this new pot is like 180 proof grain alcohol. It ain't what it used to be either. So
you hear that a lot. You do, and I think that's something worth considering as well, Ron. Thank you. We've got a lot of facts to bring out on this yet for sure. Don and Minot, yes or no vote?
I would say no.
Any quick reason why?
I think, it's going to impair a lot of people for a lot of jobs, et cetera. Are they going to change the law that businesses have to not drug test before they hire? I mean, I think this is going to be a mistake all the way around. It's going to decline our civilization here.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. Lonnie and Kildare, your vote.
I'm going to say I know, and I just would like people to, you know, whenever you hear other states talk about the high revenue, I mean, that comes at a cost as well. That means they're addicting more people to it. And on top of that, before people make up their mind, I'd like to see, you know, what the rate of birth defects are in these other states where they are, what the rate of abortions that they've gone up. I just would like to see all those stats come out where people could make a real honest decision if that's the best for their state.
Thank you, Lonnie. The Kildare Mountains, by the way, Lonnie's calling from Kildare, reminded me to get a plug in for there's one beautiful place too. Every time I'm through the Kildare Mountains, I just want to stop and just, like, you know, soak it all in rather than drive. It's just incredible. Ben in Billings County, yes or no?
Hey, Scott. I would say I'm very, well, start off with, I'm very much more passionate about the grass-fed beef than I am about legalizing marijuana. But here's the deal. I am very much against the usage of alcohol, marijuana. Matter of fact, I've never drank a beer in my life, never smoked a cigarette, never touched any drugs. However, and people would ask me, why in the world are you for legalizing marijuana? I'd say, well, I'm not. I'm for decriminalizing it. And I think there's a difference there. Because our war on drugs that we have right now is just completely not working. And the truth is, everybody that says, you know, I might drink, but at least I don't do drugs, you're lying to yourself. If you're drinking, alcohol is a drug, and it's one of the worst drugs that we have. So people are just picking things out of the air of what they like and what they dislike.
Sure.
And
Well, I tell you what, call back some other time and we'll talk beef and we'll mark you down accordingly on this one. Thank you. Bill and Bismarck, last one real quick, yes or no?
Right now I'm a yes, but it could be a no, and I just want to see how it rolls out. And the question I have just real quickly is, why is an alcohol cash thing? It should be controlled like the liquor stores.
Well, because it's illegal federally. And so it's a battle between the states and the feds, Bill. But I appreciate your call. We'll mark you down. And I'll do a little tally and also get to some texts on the other side of the next break. Right now I want to bring in Al Jaeger, our Secretary of State, on the ballot again this November. Al, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a lot of exciting things happening today that I became aware of. So it's a good day.
Okay, so tell me, you can't say that and not have me ask what's so exciting. What's going on?
Well, you know, we're just weeks away from launching our software program for STOP. This morning, there's a meeting that's going to be held on August 29th here in the Capitol that they're talking about one-stop kickoff. This is something that we've been advocating for a long time, and this is where a bunch of us agencies will be getting together to be able to have a single portal where the citizens of the state can come in. This is something that my office has been involved in and advocating for a long time, and now with our software, which is going to be a very central part of it, it's just all coming together really nicely. And so there's a number of agencies that are involved, and so a lot of good news today.
Well, that's good to hear. And explain to folks how they vote for you this November.
Well, all they need to do is go to the ballot and find my name and mark the oval next to my name.
And how will it be different this year?
Well, the main thing is that there'll be, at the present time, unless something should change with the recount that Mr. Reimers has requested, there will be two names on the ballot for Secretary of State. I will be listed as an independent nominee, and then there will be one that will be identified as a Democrat NPL candidate.
And so the Republican-endorsed candidate is not on the ballot. Will Gardner previously was Obviously, a candidate withdrew, and I didn't remember exactly the different, you know, rules pertaining to that on whether he was going to be on or he was going to be off. So it'll just be two?
That's correct, yes. So in terms of the legal process, when he withdrew, that removed the Republican endorsed candidate, and then subsequently I received a letter of support from the Republican Party.
Right. All right. So not too different. And as you say, you've had your name on that ballot a number of times, so people have found it before. And so I have no doubt they'll do so again this go around. So let's talk about one other thing that I get a lot of questions on, and that is the status of the voter legislation in North Dakota that has been challenged legally and been through different spots. Is the most recently passed North Dakota legislative rules, laws, regulations related to voting going to be in place for November?
Well, they will be, but we're still process in the court. One of the things that the court originally mandated us to do to use the voter affidavits, that has gone by the wayside. So they're not involved anymore. The court has dismissed us, so there won't be any voter affidavits. But in this latest ruling, the court said that we have to accept addresses that are based on post office boxes, or identification, I should say, that's based on post office box. That's a huge problem because, for instance, I have a post office box downtown Bismarck, but my residence is in North Bismarck. They're in two entirely different legislative districts. And so right now we are, the state is appealing, the Attorney General's office is appealing to the Eighth Circuit to get a stay on that. Because we really did run into some challenges in the June election, fortunately, that, ironically, I mean, because we have a lower voter turnout in June, unfortunately, we didn't have too many situations, but we did have situations, where a ballot was given to somebody based on their P.O. box, but it wouldn't be based on their residency. And that's contrary to, even though we don't have voter registration, it's contrary to the National Voter Registration Act that voting is based on residency. It's not based on P.O. box. So that's where we're at right now. We're just in the stages of filing that brief, asking for that stay. And then if that's granted, then we're pretty much what the legislature has passed, which was very good legislation and really corresponds to national law in terms of identification and very simple and very complete. So
I want to ask you one other question that comes up a lot, and I only have a minute left, so real quick on your answer if you don't mind. And that's related to the affidavits from the 2000 race. Of course, the race between Berg and Heitkamp was very close. There were what, 10,000, 13,000, 14,000 affidavits, I am who I say I am. Do we know how they voted?
No, because once you fill out the affidavit, you're given a ballot, and the ballot goes into the, you know, into the tabulator. And so you don't know
Do we know how many people were technically not eligible to vote? Can we determine that?
Well, in this last election, when we were forced to use the affidavits, we had about 3,000 people afterwards, because we went through the whole bunch, and that couldn't vote. So
a lot of people ask those questions. Still curious about it.
Well, we couldn't match up the addresses.
Couldn't verify they were who they said they were. Yeah.
Right.
Al, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Utah. Al Jaeger, Secretary of State, on What's on Your Mind. When we come back, that tally on the recreational marijuana vote and Rick Perry. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Clean, beautiful coal. Our energy secretary, Rick Perry, yesterday in North Dakota, touring first up close and personal our coal industry in North Dakota, which I think is just extraordinary, fantastic, it really is. And he was into it. In fact, here's some of his comments. Well, first I want to tell you, we can't just have the energy secretary be in favor of coal and hope that Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer and Senator Heitkamp and, Governor Burgum and, elected leaders, good, okay, therefore coal, we're okay. All of us have to be this. All of us have to take this seriously. All of us have to understand how important those jobs are, the economic impact, the affordable, reliable energy it provides. We all need to be part of the team. SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more about all the good work they're doing. And here is the Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, former candidate for president in North Dakota yesterday, talking about our energy industry.
This is what America is all about. And what you're doing in North Dakota is literally a renaissance of American ingenuity, American know-how. And I'm proud to be associated with people who think that way and who act that way. Senator, you said something about North Dakota and Texas being a lot alike. And they are. And one of the ways is that we'd just as soon government leave us alone. And that comes in a lot of different forms and fashion. But you think about the reason California and New York could be going through this same renaissance. But they've chosen philosophically to say, oh, no, we don't want to be involved with the use of these fossil fuels. Or we want to restrict a pipeline across our state. But not North Dakota, not Texas. And the drivers of this economy today, America's future geopolitically, because that gas that we're producing in American tight shale formations is being sent around the world. We're in 30 countries today selling LNG. And the geopolitics of that is not lost on the Russians.
A little bit more of his comments from later as well.
What you want us to do from the government side is, in a lot of cases, is get out of your way. But it's also to be a good partner. And I think that John and myself, Kevin, we understand that our role is to, you bet, protect the environment. We've got our role to play from an environmental standpoint, from a tax standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint. But the President of the United States clearly sent a message to those of us in his cabinet and said, if you got regulations out there that are blocking growth, that the cost is substantially more than the benefit, get rid of them. And that's what you've seen this president do.
Rick Perry, the Secretary of Energy, yesterday at the Energy Roundtable at the University of Mary. Good day. A lot of good folks. We'll talk more about it on Energy Matters and play some of the cuts as well. I also promised an ad watch today. Remember that? And there's a new ad out from the NRSC. This is the National Republican Senatorial Committee. So you sort of have Mitch McConnell's, NRSC, and then you have like that BFAD, that would be Chuck Schumer's. So these are independent expenditures that the campaigns don't control. But I thought this ad was pretty good on a topic that our listeners are very passionate about. So this is a 30-second ad. It's entitled Very Few. It's brand new. Listen to this.
Heidi voted in favor of the deadly sanctuary cities.
Heidi's still fighting Trump. Listen.
There are very few cities, and I won't say they're all there, that would not detain and call ICE on a felon.
Very few? Look at the map. They're everywhere, as close as Minneapolis. Liberals fight Trump, giving criminal illegals a free pass, and Heidi Heitkamp's with them. The NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I think that's a pretty good ad. This issue is right in her craw. It's not doing well at all. I mean, again, she can't be. The reason she voted to continue sanctuary cities being funded the way they are is because, you know, she'll have the resistance movement turned on her. You know what I mean? She'll have the left descend here, the Bernie Sanders crowd. So she's in a really tough spot. And she said what she said there about, you know, there's no city. This isn't happening anywhere. It's no big deal. Very few of these. It's not a problem. Early August of this year, just a few weeks ago. Amazing. Now, on the other side, Senator Heidi Heitkamp has an ad out. And it is with a veteran. The veteran's name is Chris Drury. Is that his name? Chris Drury.
Deary.
D-E-A-R-Y. He's a veteran. And he talks in the ad about how Heidi's been helpful to him. But then he takes on Congressman Kramer. Listen to what he said.
And Kevin Kramer? Kevin voted against the pay raise for members of the military. He opposed funding to reduce the backlog of benefit claims at the VA. And Kevin Kramer even disrespected those who made the ultimate sacrifice by filming a political ad in a veteran cemetery. It's shameful.
Okay, so we're going to ask Congressman Kramer about the accusation related to the cemetery tomorrow on the program. But I want to do some, Mr. Producer Man, some fact-checking independently of either campaign on the pay raise business and the VA, which I think is one of the tricks called, you know, you voted for it here, but you didn't over there, so therefore you voted against it, Kennedy. Look at this. 5, 10, 15, 20, 23 no's, and 5, 10, 14 yes. One undecided on the marijuana vote. Interesting. See you tomorrow. God bless you, folks. I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.